1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conduct of the wives, while they behold your chaste conduct coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of Yahweh of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in Yahweh, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him master, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor to the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be you all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if you be followers of that which is good? But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Messiah as sovereign in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conduct in the Messiah. For it is better, if the will of Yahweh be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For the Messiah has also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to Yahweh, being put to death in the flesh, but brought again to life by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of Yahweh waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water, the like figure whereunto even baptism does now also save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards Yahweh, by the resurrection of Yahshua the Messiah, who is gone to heaven and is on the right hand of Yahweh, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. End of chapter.